Croatia.
Thank you. Croatia aligns with the EU statement, and at the outset, allow me to extend sincere condolences to the victims of devastating earthquakes in Afghanistan. Mr. President, Taliban's takeover in August 2021 has led to rapid erosion of human rights in Afghanistan, particularly for women and girls. Despite the initial announcements, in the months that followed, women and girls have been systematically removed from all spheres of public life. The rights to work, access healthcare, to pursue education, and to speak and move freely have been heavily restricted. Women activists and human rights defenders have been persecuted, detained, and even killed. The dissolution of the Ministry of Women's Affairs and the Independent Human Rights Commission has left Afghan women and girls without basic institutional support. We stress the importance of ensuring their legal protection and access to justice, especially considering victims of sexual and gender-based violence. Full, equal, and meaningful participation of women and girls in all spheres of life is key prerequisite for sustainable development of Afghan society. Ensuring access to education is of vital importance, and it's one of the most powerful tools for overcoming poverty and narrowing gender gap. Once again, we call on those in power to ensure social inclusion of Afghan women and girls and enable their equal participation in national dialogue. Croatia shares the concerns over dire economic and humanitarian situation, further aggravated by recent earthquakes. Continuation of the humanitarian action on the ground is of utmost priority, and we welcome the work of UN agencies in that regard. I thank you.